I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Sunshine in the forecast again today, and it'll be warm as well. A high near 92 degrees with a light southwest wind. The battle over Illinois' budget is not over. The state treasurer says Governor Bruce Rauner needs to go to New York to talk to bond rating houses out of knocking the state's creditworthiness into junk status. Democrat Michael Frerich said yesterday the Republican governor should commit to the $36 billion spending plan that the General Assembly adopted last week over his vetoes. He urges Governor Bruce Rauner to meet with the bond houses and reassure them that Illinois is embracing its new spending plan.
Next, he must immediately take visible, responsible steps to implement the $6 billion in bonding authority, with the proceeds to be used to pay down the bill backlog so that the agencies see positive forward progress.
Those bond houses have threatened to knock Illinois' rating down to junk status, even with the budget deal. Frerichs also says schools need to open on time and that the state should reach out to Illinois employers to explain the new tax rates. Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth fit in more critiques of the Republican plan for health insurance overhaul before returning to Washington early this week. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on Duckworth's visit to an opioid addiction clinic in Granite City.
Duckworth says Medicaid is an important source of funding for addiction clinics, and it shouldn't be rolled back as Republicans have proposed.
That would devastate programs like this that help people in the community.
Duckworth also railed against pharmaceutical companies for increasing prices for the drug naloxone that combats an opioid overdose. It's no surprise Duckworth opposes Republicans' health care overhaul bill. Democrats are solidly against it. She says divisions among conservatives on the current bill could be an opportunity to work with moderate Republicans on a compromise. The Senate has 3 weeks before its scheduled August recess. A vote on the health care law isn't expected for at least another week. I'm Ryan Delaney.
Governor Bruce Rauner says he's replacing his chief of staff with the head of the conservative-leaning Illinois Policy Institute. Rauner announced Richard Goldberg was stepping down effective yesterday. The new chief of staff will be Christina Rasmussen, who served as president and chief operating officer of the Illinois Policy Institute. Rauner has previously donated to that group and hired other staff members for the organization. It runs a legal center and a news service. Rauner cites Rasmussen's work to defend taxpayers in the hire. Lawmakers recently approved a state budget that includes an income tax increase over the Republican governor's objections. Several Republicans backed the plan and the veto overrides. Goldberg has been a chief aide to Rauner for more than 3 years, including the 2014 gubernatorial campaign. He says he plans to return to foreign policy and national security consulting. We're going to see a sunny sky today, warm with a high near 92 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.